I was going to ask for Live Sound stories anyway. So if you can even stretch it to something else.
Well, this is not one of those, but
go for it.
A little date night swap action on Friday with the Bennets and the Grotrians, because Reese and Marissa want to learn how to babysit. And so they were in charge of Avery and I was in charge of Noah, and DJ and Zachariah played. And it was super cute. And it was just really fun, like, as a parent to like hear your kids say things that I say, like, but to Avery, a 2-year-old, you know? So they're like, no, Avery, you can't have another chip until you have more fruit. And like all these things, it was
delightful. Not applying to yourselves, though. Oh, man.
It was awesome and super sweet. So
just I'm glad you guys did that. Good work.
Yeah, it was fun. So,
where did the adults go?
One of them went to Salt Springs and Saline, and the other one did this awesome, went to Olive Garden or whatever, and then did this awesome like splatter paint experience, which I had never even heard of before.
Interesting.
So you can guess which couple did what, and then you can follow up with them. But pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. I got her in. It's Emily. It's Doc. It's I want to call her Dr. Emily because she's always in the
hospital. In the hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Emily.
You have scrubs on this morning?
No. Today I do not.
Just checking. Are you actively making coffee at the moment?
No. I was packing up cookies for the bake sale.
Oh, good. Yeah, I texted Rose that I failed to print the label she asked me to print yesterday. but I was like, I'm on it. I went to like open the document this morning. I don't have access to it. I was like, all right. Okay. Alas. Friends, any LiveSense stories from the last I guess, months and we got together. I'm not too particular on the time frame, actually.
And then it all falls awkwardly silent.
Sometimes you gotta wait. I learned that from Warren Chow.
I don't know if you're looking for them specifically from the home groups, but I'm pretty excited about one from our
for sheer encouragement.
Then I got one. So I'm super excited about our youth ministry home group space right now. We're starting a new series, taking the Live Sent podcast material and translating it into our youth ministry space. It'll be three different talks. The first one was kind of in a podcast format, delivered by Chandler and Jeff Olesinski, and they came and kind of covered content from the first three podcast episodes, which is all about like envisioning why we share the gospel and all of that. And then we tied that to, we gave out Spring Hill invitation cards that could be handed out to everyone's friends and stuff like that. And then we'll follow that with, in January, we'll have how to share your testimony workshops, and then kind of a preview of a couple different ways to share the gospel and stuff like that. So just really leading up to Spring Hill and all of that. And just super excited to see all of, you know, like the churchwide Live Sent vision kind of intermingling with the opportunity we have with the youth space. And already we had a call received to the church this week from somebody who said, yeah, my sixth grader was invited to Spring Hill and I'd like to learn more. So Chelsea followed up with them yesterday. So just super excited about that.
That is so cool. It's all worth it. All worth it just for one. Hopefully one does even more than that. It's fantastic. I love how you're prepping the rhythms too, Ela. I mean, I think you're like, there's a way to do your job where you're just, you know, doing the key parts. And, but I really like how you're so on it with all the things that we're trying to achieve big picture and thinking through, all right, how can we have our kids actively involved in this? And if there's a synergy between what the kids are doing, like I know as a parent, if my kids are like doing something in that world, that's going to trigger me to be like, oh, that's my world too. How should I be thinking about this? Oh, great job inviting your friend to Spring Hill. Am I doing any invitations right now? So it's really good. Thank you so much.
Marissa used those invite cards too. So yeah, they were nice. Yeah.
I handed one to Michael. We'll see what he does with it. We talked through like a couple specific people to hand it to. So I think he'll follow through.
Isn't today the last day to register though?
It is. Unofficially, we can maybe squeeze a few more in early this week, but like
it's today more difficult, but it's not flat out impossible. But yeah.
Okay.
Cool. But that's a good point. I gotta check. I gotta have him check with his buddy. See how that went. Okay. Let's see. Great. Jay is joining us. Fantastic. All right. Let me flash to my agenda here a second. Okay, let's move to the New Life Kids space, youth events, and Spring Hill, and all that fun stuff.
All right, there are a couple of different announcements to share. I'll start with New Life Kids and our New Life Kids schedule. New Life Kids, like official last Sunday this season, is going to be December 18th, and then we won't be having New Life Kids programming offered at the Christmas Eve service or at the January 1st service. Instead, we're inviting everyone to worship upstairs, and we'll have some coloring pages and space available in the fireside room and the map room. Just wanted to give everybody a heads up, and there'll be a sign detailing that down here in New Life Kids today as Mila, well.
Can I throw in an extra note on that?
Yes, please.
There's an element, a sheer logistics element, where like it's hard to field the children's ministry for those dates, right? Obviously, it's just difficult based on where the college students are at, where our city is at, all those pieces. But I think the other element, more than that, is we don't have very many opportunities for all of us to celebrate together and worship together, and these are like two of them coming up. And so if you're thinking of trying to push into that barrier space where parents are thinking, if I want to bring my kids, we just want to try and set parents at ease. Like, you don't have to keep them silent. They don't need to hold pristinely still and listen. We're like good with that kind of raucous, we're all here, all ages, all stages of life dynamic for those services. I'm teaching Christmas Eve. I love hearing the energy of the kids movement. I like kind of love how like non-standard it is. It's super fun. You just can never predict what's going to happen. So as you're talking to like your friends, hunger people, just help them to know it's fine. Bring your kids, particularly as they're thinking of invites, trying to set the stage for people bringing young families and things along those lines. So that's it. Sorry, Ayla, thanks for the interruption.
No, thank you. I told my team earlier this week, like, my brain naturally thinks of the logistics side of things. And like everything Joel just said, the vision behind it and all of that is like so where my heart is and aligns with. But like, that's not where my brain goes first. So it's just really helpful that they have all those, words and can cast that vision much faster than I can. One other really fun thing that I want to remind everybody is that we're having the pajamas and pancakes party on January 1st. I personally have my pajamas picked out already, and I'm very excited about this. So I hope everybody else comes in their pajamas too. Transferring over to youth space, we have lots going on this week and heading into January. So today we have the bake sale. If you like baked goods, please bring money, or we'll have one of those QR codes for you to pay on if you prefer. With your phone, you can scan the QR code. We'll have the bake sale before and after the service today, and before and after the Christmas concert as well. We're also wrapping up with our last meeting as a youth ministry this afternoon, in terms of like our regular programming. We're ending with that Christmas party, and then we'll take a break until January 8th. We do, in between that time, have one more activity together where we're going to collect bottles and cans this Friday. So if you haven't already, the link to sign up for that is in a lot of different places, and we'd still love to come by this Friday and pick up any bottles and cans you have. And then, leading into January, I mentioned the Live Scent series that we're doing and Spring Hill, and it's not too late. That if anybody was watching this recording and hasn't signed up yet, Sarah Marie is raising her hand.
I was goofing off with Timothy.
Oh, I see a whole bunch of Sarah Marie is coming with us, and there's like a whole bunch of registration notifications in my inbox, and I just assume that Shares is either in there or it will be soon. So
I'm ready to go.
He's
ready to go.
I think we have a question.
Yeah.
Why would you need a bake sale if you got mints?
Ooh, maybe next year we just do a mint sale. I feel like if we made that you had to charge for the mints.
Yeah. You'd have to be babysitting so much. So much.
All right. Is there anything else, team? I think that's all the announcements I can think of.
No, thanks so much, Ayla. Everything goes well down there with the children this morning.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. We are now on to December and January events. So we wanted to pass a few of these along to you. This is going to be a combination of Sarah Marie and myself. And so most of you are probably already aware that the Christmas concert is happening tonight. It's not too late to continue to invite or press a final reminder on a few invitations throughout the course of the day. That's a good thing. And the other thing I think I would love to have you think through, and if you have these moments from a discipleship standpoint, help people enter the worship space when they move into that space today, especially if they're coming in, they're busy, they're coming in hot, right? So like they've got craziness, the kids' activity. If there's opportunity to help draw people into a place where they can worship, they can like, I think the thing I want to say is there's an energy that's required to settle your heart on the matter, to be present, to focus, and it can be done. But you kind of need to, I think, gird yourself to step into that spot, given the complexity of how much is happening in life at the same time. So if you have opportunities as you're with friends, co-group members, other folks in our community today to help them step into that space, encourage them, or to prepare yourself to be in a spot where you can do that well, that'd be fantastic. Hey, I'll put that out there the gym inside because I can talk sometimes. Yes, I'm with you. Let's see. We also have Christmas Eve service coming up. We're going to do our best to put on an excellent service that day. And one of the things we see really consistently is that it's a great opportunity to bring family and friends. We have people that just come to the church. In some cases, they just remember us for 3 or 4 years ago, or they've seen our sign and they just drop by. So it's a great opportunity to meet some new people. There typically are more that morning than we would sometimes other half that evening. Sorry, it's a 4 o'clock service. We're going to do our candlelight thing that night too. So that's going to be great. That's coming up. And then we've got the, as we mentioned, the January 1st pancake pajamas option. So lots of good opportunities to be worshiping together and be together in a fun way. We've got those coming up. Sarah Marie, can you cover what we have in front of us still in terms of opportunities to serve?
Yeah, first one is that is a big thank you for all your home groups who are or have packed and dropped off gift bags for Safe House. We were hoping to receive around 40 of them, and I think we'll probably end up closer to 60, which is amazing. Okay. And when I spoke with the development person at Safe House, she mentioned that these groups that we're providing the gift bags to are underfunded and undercared for. So you and your home group are making a huge difference in the lives of survivors as they seek to heal and get a fresh start. So you can drop those off in the map room today. Ooh, look at that. And we will be taking them over, delivering them to Safe House tomorrow. Also this week, you might have gotten an email from me and I messed up some dates. On Friday the 16th, we have an unexpected opportunity to serve at Christian Love Fellowship at 2 p.m. We're food gatherers can't deliver our 1,200 pounds of food on Saturday morning for the food distribution. So we are in need of all hands on deck Friday, 2 p.m. at Christian Love to unload all that food. You're welcome to bring your kids. If you know someone with daytime flexibility, it would be really helpful. I only know of me and one other person who's going to be there right now. So we need a lot of help. It's 1,200 pounds of food and it goes pretty fast with a lot of people. So if you have any questions about that, let me know. And we're having 1,200 pounds of food delivered because the next day is our Christmas food distribution. So instead of the fourth Saturday of the month, we're doing it on the 17th so that people have food for Christmas. And we're looking forward to it and expecting it to be a really big Saturday as well. Something that is coming up that you're going to be the first to hear about is that our church, Christian Love, will be partnering with a third church to increase to twice a month food distributions. So there's a church in Ipsy that is closing at the end of the year that does twice a month food distribution and usually sees around 300 families through a month. And so they are all being coached to come to Christian Love instead. So we'll be increasing our serving there and our involvement there and looking forward to it. And we expect this Saturday to start meeting some people that we haven't met before. And some of the volunteers from Beautiful Gate will be there. So if you can meet them, welcome them. One special note about that is that, somebody's going to have an exciting morning downstairs. I texted the guest director and she said that she's not guest directing. So that's going to be great. Fix that in a minute. So they are a diverse body of volunteers, not all believers. And so they've asked for extra sensitivity around that in our interactions. They have quite a few members of the GLBTQI community. So they just ask for sensitivity and awareness. So as you're serving there, just keep being yourself. We were like, and like, okay. So keep up the good work, be yourself. And then also a special thank you to anyone who has been able to come out or sent family members out to help with the Christmas present distributions and packing the last 2 weeks. It was quite the undertaking and could not have done it without you all. It was amazing. We saw 106 families served with Christmas presents this year and look forward to, we're already starting to think and scheme about what we want to do next year, which is exciting. I like to have a lot of lead time, so that's exciting. And then anything else you want me to say about that, Joel?
Nothing else is coming to mind. Thanks so much. I appreciate that you're giving us so many opportunities, but I think that it also requires a pretty flexible skill set to adapt in those scenarios, working with partners who are moving pretty quickly and things changing pretty fast. Massive things, like remember this thing we do once a month, we're going to do it twice a month and it's going to be a bunch of different people. And so I just think you're the right person for that role to help keep presenting us as we want to help. How can we do that? And then helping connect our people to it. So
I had a really good meeting with the Kims this week. They're two yes. that run food distribution, and we had a phone planning session and it went really well. And I think that, you know, their heart really lines up with ours in that it's, how can we show people Jesus and how can we help people from going hungry? And whatever we need to do to make that happen, they're equally committed to, and that is excited to be teamed up for the good and for the glory. So looking forward to that.
I would say too, and the world that I'm in, most of the time when I'm reaching out to people, there are not, I want to try to meet, you know, we have for this LiveSent tool, right? And one of the pieces there is praying for people we can serve. But one of the difficulties there is finding opportunities to serve somebody. Mm-hmm. Because there are needs, we all have needs, but like, they're not as like out there. They're not as overt in some cases. And it's harder for people to say yes to those things anyway. Here's some spaces where the needs are very clear. And I do think that when we meet people's needs, it just gives us a door that we wouldn't have otherwise. Every single time I've been in a circumstance that puts me in a different level of relationship, if you're sincerely and genuinely meeting someone's need. And if you can do it in a way that's respectful and you're on a peer basis, not like I'm better than you because I'm meeting your needs, but I've been trying to put my own needs on the table too, even in some of those spaces. So I have a son who's drinking straight creamer in the back here. It's a good life.
I couldn't tell if it was creamer or communion.
It's not communion. I hope it's not communion. Did the new communion cups? No, creamer.
Yeah.
Half and half. Okay. Jay, it's on to you, my friend. Can we have you cover the 90-day challenge and missions?
Wait, were there any questions about upcoming Christian Love stuff?
Oh, thank you.
No questions, but I think I can come on Friday, Sarah Marie. Maybe I'm only for an hour because I'll have to get back for pickup. But I just texted a friend to see if she wanted to come.
Thank you. I hope that it will take less than an hour. Usually it's pretty well organized into pallets and boxes. I think something that's going to take a while is we're going to have to open all of the meat boxes and put the bags in freezers because there won't be enough space to put the meat in the boxes in. So no, I hope that it only takes an hour, and that would be incredible. Thank you.
It goes, okay. The time goes by so fast in that phase though. You're like, just go, you're going. It's good though. Like you're getting something.
Good. I just texted a friend to see if she'll come with me. So maybe there'll be even two of us.
Great. That'd be fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know.
And just to quick plug what you were saying earlier, Joel, sometimes I admittedly forgot to do an invite that I wanted to do, and I sent a text last night, and sometimes last minute things just work better anyways for whatever reason, and I think she's coming, so you know, it's not too late. It was really my quick little point. That's
awesome. Good work.
Would you like me to talk about mission weeks before Jay talks about the 90-day challenge?
Oh, forgive me. Yeah, you were doing the mission weeks part. Yes. Yes, please.
So mission weeks is a twice a year rhythm that helps us to continue living sent all year long. We want to think about being on mission and living sent not as something we do when the church tells us to, or even just like when there's a push, but we want to be people who live missionally and sent every day, all year long. And so mission weeks are 3 weeks twice a year that are designed to help you develop your personal vision for mission, to be encouraged, to be equipped, and then to hear stories from across our church body of ways that people are living sent or on mission in the name of the Lord. So coming up in January are 3 living sent weeks, and you'll be able to, or mission weeks, you'll be able to engage with the mission week content by just doing what you normally do. So you'll hear 3 missional Sunday services that will include mission week teaching, and also special slices or presentations that will be during the service. You'll have some content shared with your home group that you can choose to utilize as well. And then there'll be a new episode of the Living Sent podcast added to the 6 that are already there. So if you haven't listened to the Living Sent podcast yet, it's hosted at the same spot that the 90-day challenge is. It's just listed as season 2. And they are 6 podcasts that you can listen to that cover everything from why do we share the gospel to how to get into spiritual conversations or how to persevere when things are hard. And they are great whether you have been following Christ for a week or for 100 weeks, or more, and they're a really good resource. And if you or your group have problems tracking those down, let me know. I'd love to make it easier for you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. All right, Jay, we're on to you, my friend.
So we have at New Life Church a discipleship pathway that is about following Jesus, building habits of worship, community, and mission. It's common language and practice in the process of discipleship. So that's something that we had come up with a few years ago. And we'd love everyone at New Life Church to be engaged and in the discipleship pathway, continually growing in lifestyles of worship, community, and mission, especially together. And so we created a 90-day challenge. We revamped it over the summer. So this is the first whole church push. So we're trying to get as many people as possible this winter to do the 90-day challenge, which is a three-month journey of daily engagement with the discipleship pathway. And it's going to start January 8th, and it runs through Saturday, April 8th, which April 9th is Easter Sunday. So it's actually kind of a cool thing to start the new year and run all through the new year, the Lent season, right up to Easter, have a focus on growing in a lifestyle of worship, community, mission together. The goal of the 90 Days Challenge is just that, to build habits that lead to the lifestyles of worship, community, and mission. It's about leaning into our relationship with Jesus together and choosing to prioritize hearing and obeying with others. So it is ideal for anyone that's wanting to grow in those lifestyles, to become more like Jesus. And we'd love everyone at New Life Church to go through the 90-day challenge. So that would be a huge opportunity if you haven't gone through it yourself or your home group, to talk to the people that you are doing life together with. As information comes out in the bulletin and we talk about it, we'd love for you to engage, lead the people you're with into this space. You can do this too. If you've already gone through it, like I went through it this last summer, you could find someone new to go through it with. The other thing is think beyond the normal. So a lot of times we just think, well, who am I doing discipleship group with or home group with? It could be someone totally new to the church that you've noticed or met. I'm going to be trying to do that with someone that is a little bit newer in the church. And we said, hey, why don't we do this together? It could be you have kids that are a great age that you could actually go through with your kids, especially if they're teens and have a daily engagement. The daily engagements get texted out and emailed out. So they come in written or audio form. So it's kind of your preference. It's the same content. It takes about 8 minutes to engage with. We had nearly 50 men and women contribute either in writing or reading the content for these 90 days. So it's an awesome diversity of voice and passion pointing us to Jesus and encouraging us to grow together. And I would definitely say, find someone, think about who you're going to do this with in January. We'd love to see as many in the church as possible going through it together. That's the idea of solidarity that we have as a whole church, whether campus and city, knowing that we're all leaning into these talks, these engagements every single day, either in written or audio content. And it kind of walks you through a progression. So there'll be some introduction the first week, explaining a bunch of things, and then it's pretty much 30 days focused on worship, 30 days focused on community, and 30 days focused on mission. Went through it myself. I'm actually excited to go through it again. It's amazing content. I was blown away at just the depth of biblical knowledge, engagement, and encouragement that come from our own people through these 90 days is really incredible. So I highly encourage you, whether you've done it once already or this will be your first time, we'd love for you to sign up. And the information on sign up will be coming out shortly. And keep your eyes open for that. I got nothing else, Joel.
Sweet. Yeah, I actually just put the sign up link in the chat as well. So if you guys want to be the first to test it, I wouldn't mind. And then it should work at this point. It should get you signed up. So
it did.
Any remaining questions anybody has?
I have two. Is that okay?
Yeah, great.
So one is the 90-day challenge stuff. If we were to do that as a home group, are there going to be like complimentary questions or like group discussion things to like go with that? Or like, can we create our own, or will there be something else kind of provided that maybe is connected to the sermons each week that we should still be doing from a content perspective in home groups?
Yeah. Great question. Sorry, was I jumping on your shoes there to answer?
Well, I mean, I'm going to guess we're going to say similar things. You can still jump in.
We don't have anything quite as formal as the structure that we had in the fall with the, I was trying to find my reading bookmark, or not bookmark, reading list, the scriptures and things along those lines. Get Kristen back in here a second. But there are two things that come to mind. One is I'm just in general as the coach for home groups, trying to help leaders move into rhythms that are more sustainable, which means like less prep on the front end required from you. And so I in my own group, I'm trying to generally hold to the scriptures that we're covering in sermon series. So even as we move to we're doing minor prophets, you know, when whoever's teaching is teaching on Malachi, that's what I'm going to just ask a few questions about. And for my own sake, I just tried to take notes enough in the sermon that I can think of a question or two to ask. And in a group that big, you don't need that many. Or kind of the old school inductive Bible study where you have somebody read. We're not going to read all of a minor prophet, but I usually pick a chapter or half a chapter and have one or two people read it. And then just ask a couple of questions on that consistently to get people in the word, but it doesn't require any outside prep apart from what I'm already attending. The other thing is we did create a series of home group leader resources in the beginning when we launched the discipleship pathway, and those questions are still there. That information is still out there on the city resource page, which you can get through the app. And so there are questions to ask and in line with the habits of the lifestyles that would go hand in hand.
And we could probably
even based on your rhythms. So if some groups are like every other week, some are every other, you know, every week, some are every other week, and you want to pick something that matches your rhythm a bit. So.
Yeah. And we'll put a link in the email on how to access that. Another way to utilize the 90-day challenge in your home group is to either make sure that there's one that everyone has listened to in advance, or listen to one together in your home group. And you'll find that a lot of them have either a question or a spot for thought provoking time in them, or it's easy to take a question out of that for discussion. So we're not in a spot right now where we have content or questions for every one of the 90-day challenge things, but it is something that looking forward for this set of 90 days, it would be great to have some content go to hand you.
Yeah, and I do like the idea of the simplicity of if your group's meeting on a Thursday night, listen to the one that came out that day and you know, engage that question, engage that content, and then nobody's even duplicating their pieces either. And it can be helpful to, I think, encourage other people to jump on. We're not going to do much in the way of publishing the 90-day challenge after about a week. Afterwards, to about the January 15th point, we probably won't do much to continue to push it because we're trying to get everybody on it. That said, the link will still work. We can still add people and get people content middle of the range if they want to jump on. So like I would do that if I had we're like day 21 and finally, you know, one of our home group people is like, yeah, I really want to do this now. Like, okay, just jump on board with this. I'll do a quick catch up. Here's what you missed. Let's just start with this now. So great question, Mo. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and the other one was for the January 1st service. So I have someone who typically works, a friend who typically works on Sundays, but would have that one off. So I just wanted to make sure, like, I'm understanding the day correctly as I'm, you know, thinking through inviting her. Because church service, pajama party, I'm trying to make sure that I have, like, the right framework. So it'll still be, like, a traditional service will look the same. Mm-hmm. So just the attire will be different.
Yes.
You're right.
The attire will be.
And the availability of pancakes afterwards.
Okay. Yeah. Feel free to wear your sweats, your comfies, your pajamas. And then you can stick around in the mac room. There will be pancakes afterwards. So Stephanie and I will probably do something fun during the service. But it's really just a way that we hope will encourage people to still come to church, start their year off in church with their church family, connecting to the Lord. And maybe they wouldn't do that if there weren't a fun activity or something to look forward to. So all the elements will be the same, except for we'll be in pajamas and there'll be pancakes.
I think it's a great idea. Our family's excited about it. We also finally remembered to bring our giant thing of hot chocolate to donate, primarily because my kids eat a lot of hot chocolate every week. So we are replenishing and plug that as well.
The kids do love the hot chocolate. They do. They all burn through it pretty quickly.
Yeah,
they do.
Good question, Melissa.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, it was on sale at Costco, so
I know when I see it, I'm like, Nick, now is the time. Back up
50. That's like almost like one Sunday. Come on, we got this. Morning, Chelsea. Good to see you, or hear, see your name on the screen, by the way.
Hey, good morning. We're setting up for the spring hill bake sale. So.
Yeah, we're about to come down and come see you in a second.
Yeah, I've seen Timothy already.
All right, any other questions? If not, I'll invite somebody to pray, and we'll release you early to go do your things. Mission Impossible theme song. Okay. Sarah Marie, would you pray for us?
Yeah. God, we come to you with humble and grateful hearts, bewildered that you include us in your desire that everyone should know you and proclaim you as Lord. I feel so inadequate or under-equipped. Or even just broken, but you are our strength, you are our expertise, you are our guide, our wisdom, the one who supplies all of our needs. We ask that this Christmas season that we would be bold proclaiming that you are Lord. We would be bold in letting everyone know that you are the hope of the world, and that many would come to know you for a first time or in a new and deeper way because we've invited them to engage with you, with your word, with Jesus. And we're grateful and we're thankful and we worship you as the one true King. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, everybody. Have a fantastic week. See you soon.